Start streaming. Oh, I'm on the wrong.
Welcome to the Bars Open with Beth and Greg. Cheers and enjoy the show. Welcome to the Bar is Open.
Welcome to the Bar is Open on a Friday night.
Hello.
Hi. How are you?
I'm feeling pretty good right now.
Yeah? Why are you feeling good?
I've had two drinks already.
You had two drinks. Why did you have two drinks?
Because why the hell not?
No, but, well, we were hanging out with all of our neighbors. As you guys know, we're good friends with our neighbors and... But so take care of our houses.
Selena and I were just talking about my swoop. I got my hair did today.
Oh, yes. She's got a beautiful haircut.
And I liked this when I was looking in the mirror, but I'm looking at it on camera.
Bill, what's up?
I don't like it.
What do you mean you don't like it?
Girl problems.
No, you got your eyebrows did?
Dude, I got my eyelashes done on Wednesday, my eyebrows done today, and my hair done today.
You are tuned up.
I am tuned up.
Hell yeah. Welcome to the Castro Files.
Hashtag life of a girl. Getting tuned up as often as possible.
Where Beth gets spooky with her hair. This isn't the Castro Files.
Spooky?
I said, welcome.
Yeah.
Wrong show.
It's all party people.
We are, dude, I swear to God, Reed said.
Live from the villages.
Greg and Beth, live from the villages. Ooh, I would. Can we move there?
Where's that?
How old are you now?
Where's the villages?
The villages is the one with the poopy things. Like the swinger clubs and stuff like that.
Well, I don't want to be in the village. I'll move to Florida.
Can we move there?
They have hurricanes.
I don't give a shit about hurricanes. I've never once worried about a hurricane in my entire life.
Because you've never lived where there's a hurricane.
No, I lived in New Hampshire. We had hurricane warnings from time
once
to time.
Every 100 years.
And that's why they built these giant sea walls.
Seriously, they're huge.
Yeah, they're big. Cheers.
Cheers.
Cheers, you guys. Thanks so much for tuning in. Ah. It's Friday and Beth is decompressing.
I'm so glad it's Friday.
Speak.
I'm so glad it's Friday.
Real quick, if you don't know where we exist on the internet, well,
you don't know.
Check it out on all iTunes and Spotify and iHeartRadio and do all those sorts of things and go out and like and subscribe to all those things. Also, the Castro Files, I'll be dropping one that we recorded a couple weeks ago.
Need some more, huh?
Yeah, but I still have the one. We've got one that's a pretty interesting. It's a creepypasta. One that I recorded.
Yeah.
That the little longer than average.
Reed says he'll send you a link. Does Reed live in them? Is that why he's so gung-ho about it?
Reed needs to move there. No, Reed's down in Miami.
He's a Miami?
He's a Miami fan.
Do you see a lot of hot chicks? Probably, huh?
Damn, imagine.
Well, are there hot chicks at the time or only during spring break and summer?
No, it's Miami.
Say it right, Miami.
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 I'm fairly certain, there aren't a lot of, San Antonio women down there.
Are you saying there aren't hot chicks in San Antonio?
There's, three. You, the neighbor, and the neighbor. That's all I'm going to say.
I don't know how I feel
about
that.
Be careful with how you respond to that.
Yeah,
because
be quiet.
San Antonio is one of the fattest cities in the United States.
But there are
some
beautiful people in this town. There are. We just don't hang out with them because they're rich. That's why they're beautiful, because they can pay for the beauty.
And they don't live here. They have a house here.
No, not necessarily true.
Yeah.
They have many houses, many places, and they live several places. They're not that rich, though.
Taxes are right off.
I bet you in the Dominion, there are some beautiful Hispanic ladies in there.
Yeah, like Eva Longoria was. Yeah, of course. Of course,
I'm
there's
not
always
talking just about
there's always the
people.
One-off. There's a one-off everywhere.
I don't think I appreciate how you're talking
Miami,
about
Miami. It's God,
my
damn,
ethnicity.
All hot.
Are they? I doubt that. They're not all hot.
Reed,
why are
can
we
you
glitching
respond?
Again?
We're not.
Oh, David is on.
Nice.
Hi, buddy. We've missed you.
You finally made it.
Hashtag
to the fucking
life
chat.
Is a dad.
Dad life.
Dad life.
Miss you, buddy.
Yeah, we do.
We've got some shit to talk about.
I went down
a Karen rabbit
Please
hole.
Please explain what that is.
Okay, so I was looking for shit to watch today.
Watch or talk to
talk about
okay.
tonight. Whatever, this afternoon. And by the way, it's still sunny out.
I know, it's so great.
So it's kind of one of those things like...
Well, because did we... When did we start doing 7 o'clock? How long has it been, do you think?
A year and a half.
So probably this is the first time in a while that it's been daylight when we've gone
right.
on.
Right. Okay. So like that's why drinking beers before the show is pretty easy because everybody's just chilling. Like we just walked upstairs. We left everybody in the garage. People are having a party. We got a. I got a buddy coming into town.
That I haven't met yet.
Yep. From New Hampshire.
From New Hampshire.
Yep. And he's going to be hanging out tonight, tomorrow. I'm going to get him on the Baldy and the Big Guy show.
Oh, you are?
Yep.
No, not tomorrow.
Sunday morning.
Oh.
We're going to record a
when
Baldy.
When does he have to be at the airport?
4 o'clock.
Okay, so he's got time.
Yeah, he's
That's
got time.
Cool. So
yeah.
you shouldn't have to be there till like 2:30.
Well, no, his flight. No, I got to get him there at 4.
Oh, his flight's not till like 6
or something okay. like that. And he's going back east.
You don't
Coast,
really so. Have to get him there at 4.
Well.
Better safe than sorry.
Kind of me like, hey, Josh, I need you to get there at 4. I'm tired, bro.
I need to sit on the couch and fall asleep.
I need to go to sleep, man. It's been a long weekend because he's just like Brian or Corey.
In what sense?
Or Mike.
They're like the Energizer Bunny on the weekends?
Yeah.
I can't believe I've never met him. And we've been together so long. I think that the handful, because I haven't, it's not like I've been to New Hampshire 100 times. I've literally have maybe been in the 18 years we've been together 10 times.
Yeah, because we don't go to New Hampshire
because it's cold. But I can't believe, I think every time I've gone.
And then when we go in the summer, it's like, why the fuck would I leave my pool in my backyard?
No, I'd go to New Hampshire
in Arizona. Summer. Like my pool in my backyard is 85
No, I'd go to New Hampshire in Arizona summers. Absolutely. 117 or 85. But I've never met him.
You're gonna meet
think.
Him tonight. He's on it. He's gonna Uber over here.
Well, it'd be funny if I say that. Then I'm like, I've met your ass before, but whatever. I don't think I have.
So he's a good guy. He used
did
to
I
be...
maybe meet him that one time? Like we went with your cousins and a bunch of your
That's
friends.
That's what I was thinking. It was.
I can't remember.
But he was a nuclear sub. He worked at Pease.
What's that?
Or Kittery Naval Yard or whatever.
Was he a welder?
He was he's a master welder.
So he's like my nephew.
Yeah, but he's been doing it way longer.
Is that what he does still?
Nope.
Oh.
He teaches it now.
So he's in town because he was at a conference all week, correct?
Here in town.
All week or like later in the week?
No, he got here on Sunday, actually.
Holy shit, he's been here a while.
So that's why I was like, dude, you're just going to chill.
Well, because I was like, we're definitely going to order tacos while he's here, but maybe he's had tacos, but we're still going to order tacos because they're delicious.
He's had Riverwalk tacos. Meh.
Meh. There are some great Mexican restaurants downtown, not necessarily on the river.
Reed did say he's 35 miles north of Miami.
Miami.
And that's still reasonable.
I would like to go to Miami once just because it's probably fantastic people watching.
But just not right
now. It's probably where I will be able to judge great
thongs and butts. Would you retire to Miami?
No, it's too expensive.
No. Hey. You've always said like, I would like to live in a city.
From 78 to 85 every day. 78 degrees to 85.
That's Miami.
It's expensive.
Well, you want to live in a high rise.
I don't want to live in a high rise because we have dogs.
You said a high rise.
I do. And then you, what do you say? You don't live in a high rise. We have dogs.
We
have to walk them every day.
We start getting perpetually smaller and smaller dogs.
Oh, I don't do small dogs.
And then we get like these little teacup poodles.
But if we can move into a high rise that maybe has a little space behind it so they have a dog park so I don't have to walk them. I can just take them to the pack.
Miami is fucking rich.
Yeah, and we're not. Although I did look at my 401k and it's way better than it was. But here's my theory. It's going to drop again in January.
Yeah. Yeah, we're millionaires again.
Not but quite.
No.
Pretty damn close.
Combined.
Oh, combined, yes.
Combined.
But
and that's a cumulative effect of storing money, saving money over years.
Years.
20.
And 25. So
and
like
25
40 years. 45 years yeah, combined. So
it can happen. This
here's
is what,
the problem. It's not enough anymore.
It's not. That doesn't like $1 million.
So I need to do some homework. So I got some money from my dad's IRAs mm-hmm. and we took some out to pay for the new AC. And I was like, just take it all out. I think I'm going to do an annuity.
Okay.
I don't know a lot about annuities other than they can be a source of income at a certain age.
I think it's going to be like 3 years from now for you. It's fine. I'm just saying.
It's not. I think you have to be at least 57 or 62.
That is literally 3 years.
I hate you.
You look better than like, okay, so this is in the, real quick here.
Beep, beep.
No, I'm not backing beep, up. I'm going beep, fucking all in. No, the thing is, a lot of people would be like, oh, Beth's like in her 40s.
I do get that.
And you're not.
I'm not. Some right? days I wake up and I feel like I'm in my 60s.
Some people would be like, Greg, he's definitely
his 50s.
50. Like, I fucked up my knee last night at jiu-jitsu. I'm like, yep, I'm in my 50s. I'm like, no, you're not, dick. You're turning 48
this year. It's
funny
because what did I say to you this morning? You're like, I didn't even feel like it was that bad. And I was like, welcome to ageism.
As I'm like limping out of the garage.
Welcome to ageism. To you don't think it's that bad until it starts to really hurt. And then you're like, it's never hurt like this before.
God,
I'm like,
damn it. Like, this one's bad. Like,
because you said the
fucked.
Same thing when you were skiing. You were like, it was so much easier 4 years ago. You were 43 4 years ago. Like, everything gets harder the older you get. I'm not full of shit. And I know sometimes you're like, you're such a pussy. I'm like, I'm really not. And now you're finding out I'm really
like,
not.
I don't care. I'll sit here. And if I left the camera going by the end of this show,
yeah,
I'll get up limping.
I know.
Because my knee is
bent. You said every time you sit down, it's worse when you get up.
Yeah, I sit down for too long.
It's kind of like when you throw your back out. If you sit in one position too long, then you stand up and it's like you have a stick
up
your butt.
I was sleeping and it woke me up in the middle
of
the
night. That's what I thought was weird.
And I was like, holy fuck.
Now, okay, so I do have, so I tend to get really tight quads. And when I'm not doing them perfectly, it will wake me up in the middle of the night when I try to straighten my legs. So maybe it's like that. Maybe you're just getting old.
No, I felt it.
You injured yourself?
There was I was rolling with like this giant of a man.
Baby, they're all giant of a man compared to you.
And my knee was kind of turned and he kind of compressed
tweaked
me.
You a little.
And I felt it go.
Twinge.
Like just stretch a little. And I was like, oh.
That's going to hurt later.
That's going to hurt. And
right now I'm all warmed up. So it doesn't
hurt.
Yeah.
And then I forgot about it. And then I fell asleep on the couch as soon as we got done eating Chinese food last night.
But it wasn't the Chinese food. You fall asleep on the couch.
Well, no, we ate Chinese every food, and then I fell asleep instantly.
You should just say after dinner, because it had nothing to do with
it. Was the
type
it was
of
the
food.
MSG.
There's no MSG in Chinese food anymore. Otherwise, it would still be delicious.
Bullshit. It was shiny as fuck.
I'm gonna call those
MSG
people.
Is what makes fucking Chinese food shiny.
No, it makes it delicious. It really does. Remember Chinese food?
Bill does
really
have
good.
A good point. Not everything gets harder.
Touché.
That's why I have dick pills.
Well, when we have time for dick pills, because I ain't got time for what happens when you take dick pills. Ain't nobody got time for that shit.
Like, let's go, baby.
And an hour later, I'm like, would you just
let's go
finish? Hurry up.
Oh, no, it's not the finishing part.
No, it's the hurry up.
It's
I want to go
second
to sleep.
And third and fourth rounds.
No, because you haven't finished. That's what that shit does to you.
No.
Yes.
We've used it.
Trust the girl who goes through it.
I don't know what she's trying to say, but I
you last forever when you take those pills is what I'm trying to
it's
say.
It's a good thing.
No.
Why not?
Because there's a point where it's great, and then there's a point where it's overkill.
Well, you're tired. You're like worn out.
Well, yeah, and I've reached my max pleasure capacity. And I'm like, don't touch me. Don't touch me, go to sleep. And you're like, but babe. I'm like, don't touch me, go to sleep. I'm done. I've had enough. Hashtag
I didn't
marry.
Know these things until right
no,
now.
No, you know, because I've told you. Hashtag married 17
never
years.
Shared any of this with me.
Liar. I've shared.
My stomach just went.
Murr. I heard it. I thought it came from downstairs.
Oh, it was the cat.
MSG, David said. All right, so tell me about your Karen. We
okay,
went
so
down
Karen
a rabbit hole besides the
I
carrot rabbit
I found a couple
hole.
Of, I don't know how I bumped into these goddamn links, but I did. So there's one that's called Karen.
Oh, it's a low plane.
Yeah, Karen clips. I got to turn this way down. Go out and follow Karen's clips. K-R-E-N-S. C-L-I-P-E-S.
Well, that'd be Karen's Clips.
Karen's Clips. And I was like, I don't know how. I just kept jumping from Karen's Clips to Karen Clips to...
Karen Clips?
Karen...
Clips?
Eclipse. To whatever it was. Okay. And dude, there were
so
many...
So what were
many...
they like? Like, give me an example.
Okay, so here's an example. And I will play the audio.
Excuse me.
Because I don't have it set up here. All right, you ready? Give me my goddamn food.
It's Sunday. You're going to need to post that. Can they hear that? Never come back to my store. Get the F out.
So I started going down.
I love that she said, it's Sunday. Don't get so worked up over burgers.
Don't get worked up over a burger. And don't spit on me.
Oh, I didn't hear that part.
Yeah.
That's funny.
It's this lady just
Why
goes,
did she go batshit crazy?
Because she's her burger.
She's hangry.
There was another one where this fucking, I think.
So you just watched a bunch of clips like that?
That's all. I'm just saying. I just had to share that.
I mean, I feel ridiculous going down puppy clips, but that's even worse.
Dude, I watched like
puppy clips and dancing clips, like people who are
people
dancers.
Are fucking retarded.
I mean, this is not
like,
news.
There was one that was like this. I think he was a veteran, but he's like an old timer,
like a Vietnam old veteran.
This black dude's behind the counter.
Uh-oh.
Right. Little doughboy-ish. Right.
He's a big boy.
Big, tall dude. Okay. Yeah, tall dude. And this fucking white fucking military. He didn't say anything. He didn't use any
words.
Okay,
he wasn't derogatory.
But he goes, I blew up my fucking microwave. And he's at a Taco Bell.
Oh.
Right? And he's a Karen because it's, or a Kyle, whatever you want to call it. He put the tin foil
on the taco.
And he just threw all the shit in his microwave.
That's nobody's fault but his
own. And he goes, I'm going to sue y'all, right? And then he fucking smacked the guy, right? And the kid behind the counter, I'll call him a kid because he looked like maybe 18, 19, was like, motherfucker?
He didn't say that.
No, yeah.
He had
that
face?
No, he said, he was like, motherfucker, what are you doing? Right? Because I would say the same goddamn thing. I'd be like,
what the hell were you just thinking?
I'm going to jump over this couch.
I'm twice your size.
And I'm going to hit. No, they were equal height.
Oh, the old man was still really tall.
He was a big dude.
Okay.
But I would have grabbed that plastic bin full of fucking like Chipotle sauce or whatever it is. I probably would have dinged him, especially if I was like 20 years old.
So this kid was.
You lay hands on me, bro.
This kid was more reserved than you. Controlled, reserved. Yeah.
Especially 18, 19, 20 years old.
That just made me think of the preview for the new Roadhouse where you just see him slapping these bitches around. It was fucking hilarious. And that's
have you
what
seen that preview?
Like.
It was fucking great.
I made him watch it last night and I was like, I kind of want to watch it now, even though I hate redos.
Deadlike just said, people getting forcibly removed from a plane. I just watched one where it was like this cop, this like, I went down a fucking rabbit hole on that one as well.
I'm pretty,
not too deep. I just because I had to
listen,
stop.
Listen, you have girl tendencies when it comes to social media. Like you go down rabbit holes often.
No, because they're fun.
I call bullshit.
But this one dude, he was like, "All you white people," and he's like an Arabian, whatever that fucking means, right? He's like, "All of you guys."
He's a non-white ethnicity.
No, he's a fucking dude from Saudi Arabia. Or, okay. Let's say that, whatever.
He's Arabian.
He could be a fucking Iranian. I don't know.
We'll just say he's Arabian.
Yeah, Prince of Persia kind of guy.
Yeah.
He goes, all you white people have made it really difficult for me to. And then he's kind of a bigger dude. And this.
Made it difficult for what?
Him to get back to his home country.
Why is that?
Oh, well, we don't know because he just threw that out there. But. The flight attendant, who's black, asks this cop, this gentleman, a bigger, pretty big dude.
Okay.
To come
like
up.
Buff or fat?
Buff.
Okay.
Like, bigger dude.
How do you know he's a cop? Was he the marshal?
Oh, hang on. To come, like, help escort him off the plane.
Okay.
And he's a white cop. You don't know shit about that until Saudi Arabian guy, Prince of Persia, fucking pushes him. And then tries to throw him in a headlock.
Oh, the cop?
And then the cop goes, get fucked, right? And grabs him. And he's like, grabs him kind of by his neck and kind of like, get off
Does
the plane.
Police
right?
hold.
And then this other woman jumps in. And she goes, I'm a cop. I got this. He goes, so am I. Get out of the way, right? And I was like,
get out the way.
Yeah.
Get out the
like,
way.
What is this? And just she's like a littler person.
I mean, she is a cop, so she probably could have done something.
No.
Oh, wait, I forget that women aren't as good as the men in their professions.
This is
where
why,
it's physical activity.
It's fucking true. That dude starts swinging. You don't want that girl.
What if
you
she's want a that UFC fighter?
That doesn't matter.
No? The UFC fighter couldn't have taken him?
Nope.
Okay.
No.
All right.
He would just mauled her.
Justified. It's so true, here's what I so there's this new it's not I don't know I've never seen this comedian before but
he said dead like said that one's epic. It was fucking great, dude.
So I've never seen this comedian before, but apparently he's like Iranian, Iraqi, Arabian descent, and he's like I'm done apologizing for being the race that I am.
Cheers, David. Have a good one.
Bye, David. Thanks for popping in. But he's like, I'm tired of apologizing, da 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 da. And I was like, oh, great. Now they're all going to start saying that.
For apologizing for what?
For his ethnicity.
Who said that?
He's a comedian. I don't know. I saw it on Facebook. I mean, on Instagram. It popped up like one of those 30-second.
Oh, are these like white dudes? Or
no.
Tired of...
He is Iraqi, Iranian, Arabian, Middle Eastern of some sort.
Okay, let's use that term.
He's
Middle Eastern. That's actually the appropriate one.
He's Middle Eastern, and I guess he's laughing because he's like, I'm tired of apologizing, but the hard part is the other Middle Easterns come in saying, like, top of their lungs. No, I want to, like, all violent, but screaming he won't hurt at the same time. And I was like, oh, great, that's going to be the new thing. I'm tired of apologizing.
No, they don't need to apologize. Nobody needs to apologize. You should not apologize for doing shit.
Well, you shouldn't apologize for your ethnicity ever.
Yeah, fuck off. Yeah, 100%.
There are good and bad in every ethnicity.
Yeah.
Since the beginning of time.
Get fucked otherwise if you don't believe that.
Well, if you judge somebody just by their ethnicity and not their actions, well, you're the idiot, not them.
I remember this is gonna throw me under the bus.
Uh-oh.
I remember living in New Hampshire. And we had some like Russian guys.
Okay.
We're doing night shift and they were yelling.
What's that?
Like night shift, like overnight.
Like working. Okay, yeah. Not a drug or
and
anything.
I was with my my boss at the time, and I was like 16, 17. Okay. I didn't know better. And these guys were yelling up to us in Russian. This is long. This 30, I don't know. Yeah, 30 plus years ago.
Okay, so you were 16.
I'm 47.
17, okay.
And I was like, speak English.
I would have said, speak it in English.
But I didn't realize that. He goes, dude, you really can't say it. This is 30 years ago. He goes, now hang on.
Okay.
Hang on. He goes, you really shouldn't say that.
No, he's not wrong.
They're learning English.
So where I'll say that I hate when
and
they.
I learned the term ethnocentric, which means white centric.
New Hampshire?
I had 2 black people in my entire high school. Like, literally.
Okay.
Beefy and Tara.
Beefy?
Mm-hmm. He's dead now. He died of a drug overdose.
Because he was Beefy?
No, he was a little black dude.
Why was he called Beefy, though?
I don't know. I didn't nickname him. I don't know. Oh. Jamal. His name was Jamal.
Okay.
But I went to a school
so
that
I agree 100% for that gentleman providing you that feedback.
I don't think
I get frustrated.
Asians.
Is when they start teaching classes and not English in America.
Oh, like mainstream.
Like, in math class, they're talking in Spanish.
The Spaniards are going to win out pretty soon anyway. You're going to be the minority.
Spanish? Listen, I told you today I was super excited that I understood 90% of a conversation that was going on when my eyes were closed. I was like, I got this shit.
You're learning? Can you speak? No, fuck no.
I can enough to not starve.
What was the thing that I said the other night, like after jiu-jitsu last night or whatever?
Más o menos.
And I was like, the girl goes, I'm leaving jiu-jitsu. I'm like, how you doing? Give her a hug, whatever.
She goes, más o menos.
And I was like, did you...
So, más o menos means more or less, which
but
is like
I didn't even know she
kind of
switched
like
from English
neither here nor there.
I probably would have said
because there's another.
I said, huh?
¿Cómo está?
No, I said.
I know, huh? But there's like she was basically saying you not good, not bad.
What are you gonna do?
What?
I mean, like, what are you gonna do? Like, I didn't know what the fuck to say.
Well, no, but I would be like, ah, muy bien. Not really.
I wouldn't even know what to
but
say.
But she speaks
I didn't
English.
What the
but
fuck
she speaks
said.
English. And
And I did say, hey, Castro, my wife does that to me from time to time where she goes from English to Spanish and I don't know what the fuck she's saying.
I mean, I don't don't do it often, but I'll be like, oh, you mean like da-da-da-da-da? And you're like, no, I mean this in the words I'm using.
Yeah.
Oh, I got an itch that's not stopping.
I forgot to post. I need this picture. It's an important picture.
Uh-oh. My niece goes to a Mandarin emergency preschool. Oh, emergency preschool.
I was like, an emergency preschool.
Does that mean they're teaching them Mandarin? Teaching them in Mandarin? Or a combination?
Like an emergency Mandarin.
What is that? I mean, I'm assuming emergence means like...
Like
saturation.
A full in, yeah. Like an saturation. All in.
I'm not liking this tonight.
What?
Keeps popping up.
I can adjust him.
Oh, look, there's a little level right here. I never noticed that before.
Yeah, I try and adjust him.
Meh.
Let's do this.
I'm good. I'm good right now.
That's what I have to do.
I can look constantly. At that and know that you can hear me just fine.
So we've got a stupid
criminal.
No one's
speaking Mandarin. Interesting.
Stupid criminal.
AMC, happy Friday.
All right. I've got to try and get to this picture without anybody seeing it.
We'll take it unplugged first and then plug it in. How about them apples?
All right. How can I do that? All right, we're going to try this. All right. Guess what these two, the stupid criminal. Guess what these two were arrested for in front of a Popeyes?
Well, I'll let them start guessing first till it comes up because
no, it's right there.
Barely,
it's just a dude and a woman in front of a Popeyes.
Having sex?
God damn it. You nailed it.
Seriously?
You nailed it.
Is she a hooker? A prostie?
She's not. March 18th, the couple was arrested Saturday afternoon for having sex on a sidewalk in front of a Popeyes in plain view of passing motorists.
That's just weird.
This is in Florida.
I mean, that's still just weird. Like, how do you get in the mood in the middle of a sidewalk in front of a fast food place where there's obviously not just drive-through cars coming through, but traffic on the
just
road?
Just on the sidewalk. Like,
And then how? On top of that, for one
responding
of them.
Responding to the reports of lewd behavior, a sheriff's deputy located the two suspects trysting on a patch of grass.
What's trysting? Having the, like, copulating.
Copulating.
Copulating. Thank you.
near Vero Beach Restaurant, which was directly adjacent to Highway US 1, which is probably where
Reed
lives. Yeah, it sounds about 34 miles north of Miami. According to arrest reports, the cops spotted Arnold McKay, 70, making a thrusting motion while on top of April White, 44. When confronted by Deputy Eric around 2, the duo began to adjust their shorts.
PM or AM?
Afternoon. Middle of the afternoon.
They begin to adjust their shorts. Yep. Interesting. Like, how do you bounce back from that?
I don't know.
No, officer.
Mac, cop noted appeared flustered. McKay, the cop noted, appeared flustered and was unable to fully pull his shorts up, which just left his penis fully exposed to oncoming traffic.
I wonder if he's just a big boy. Like,
I think he's got a giant dong.
He's endowed.
He's probably got a giant dong.
So he like tried to put it up, but it was so big.
It was so big.
Be put up.
Have you ever been in like basketball shorts or like gym shorts, like the thin
Not,
ones that I,
mean,
I have.
Yes, but I think it's different for a girl than a boy.
I think it's different for a white guy versus a black guy too.
Fairly.
Yeah, probably is.
For certain white boys, maybe.
Yeah, like me versus Gigantor over here.
Well, if they're anything like book boyfriends, there are a lot of big white dicks in this world.
No, not really.
Okay.
No, the internet isn't real.
Big penises.
No, that's what I'm saying. No, the internet porn isn't real.
Well, that is a real person, so it's kind
of
real.
There's like three of them.
Oh, no, I've seen way more than
three. And then they just crop different heads on top of them.
Oh, they just,
yeah.
Okay.
Most of us have like an average, like 5 to 6 inch willy.
Okay.
Not a 37 inch willy.
Good gravy. That would be horrifying.
Could you imagine that? Like a 3 foot dong?
No, that would be horrifying.
What are you going to do with that?
Good. Nothing.
Bill?
I'm going to do nothing. That is Tommy Lee.
No, I think his. No, I saw that video. Way back. Did you see that video?
I haven't seen the video, but I've seen a Porsche. Like, I seen a picture.
No, I saw
of
that.
Him
I saw
was
that
like, damn,
when
it's
he's cruising
knees.
On his boat and there she's laid down. That's old. That's
it was
old
to
VHS.
Yeah. She doesn't look like it anymore.
Nah,
she got rid of her
knees.
Boobies.
It was probably like mid thigh.
I'm pretty sure it was close to his knees.
Yeah, it was mid thigh.
I was like, I've seen a zebra like that once.
McKay, the cop noted, appeared flustered.
Tall, skinny white guys, just saying.
And was unable to fully pull up his shorts, which, like I just said that, claiming she had done nothing wrong. The girl, white, reportedly struggled with the cop and called him a faggot.
I called the dog that this morning.
Why did you do that? Why would you do that?
Because they weren't listening.
But that's the word you choose?
Yeah. It used to be one of my favorite words.
I know. And then
it became inappropriate.
Out of vogue. You know what? Let's take words back.
I mean, obviously,
white,
I'm working on that.
Who smelled of alcohol was escorted to the ground. Escorted to the ground was in.
Oh, she smelled
quotes.
Like alcohol?
Yep.
Okay.
So she got smashed on
I
her
mean,
head.
I mean, hopefully.
A motorist who called 911 after spotting the duo said that they did a double take because he couldn't believe what he was seeing. Yeah, they were just banging on.
Who did a double take?
The motorist that was
bubble
like,
take?
Hey.
Hey, there's people fucking on the road, on the sidewalk.
Ossifer, there are
two individuals.
What appears to be a black man and a white woman.
Two individuals.
Copulating on the sidewalk in front of
them. Do you think they said that word? Do you think they were like,
Popeyes.
They appear to be fucking.
On the Popeyes.
On the Popeyes.
In the drive through. It would have been better if it was in the drive through.
Oh, no. I just, the sidewalk thing makes my knees afraid.
Do you get
somebody's knees got scraped up.
All right. So I've never had Popeyes.
I have. Yes, you have. We had
have
it in
I?
Phoenix. Yeah. And we lived in the condo. There was one right around the corner. And
okay.
I
it's
love
been
that
like
fried chicken.
12 years.
I love that fried chicken more than anybody's fried
do
chicken.
Do you get honey on it?
No. I put ketchup on mine.
No, you do. But can you get honey with it?
I'm sure.
I'm trying to think of a lubricant because you don't want to use
honey is not a lubricant. Lubricant.
Would
it is
spit
sticky.
In the honey.
It's sticky. It is like anything but a lubricant. It
MC,
is like,
what's up?
It is like cement, basically.
I'm trying to think what sauce
you've ever
use.
Gotten honey on your hand and then you're like, ew, my fingers.
Yeah, it's a
apart.
Little.
Yeah, there's no lubrication involved in honey. There isn't at a fried chicken place.
Ranch.
No.
Ranch sex.
Listen, for the health of your vagina, you should not be using any of that.
I don't think she's worried about the health of her
vagina.
You're
probably not wrong. But as an average woman, the health of your vagina should be considered.
All I know is you just don't want it to be spicy. Like, you don't want hot.
For either of you.
You don't want, like, Frank's Red Hot.
For either of you.
Although it might clear up some stuff for her.
Ew.
Theoretically.
Ew.
I mean, let's be honest.
Ew. Ew.
So that's our crime story for today. Sad one.
Uh-oh. Oh, yeah. Hold on. Okay, go ahead.
All right, so
who the
this one is
copulating.
Like...
MC wants to know who says copulating. We did several times.
Yeah, we did.
We use the mature language.
I was thinking of animals having sex.
The scientific.
And really, when I think of copulating, I think of snakes. I don't know why that's what comes to mind.
That is weird.
Copulating snakes come to mind.
I think of everything.
No, I think of snakes.
Okay, wacko.
I don't know why. I just think of like anacondas or something.
Why?
Or boa constrictors.
That is
nowhere.
Weird.
No idea.
Anaconda don't want none unless you got buns, huns. You can do side bends or sit ups, but please don't lose that butt.
You don't remember the rest, do you?
I probably.
Nope, you don't. You forgot.
Maybe got back. That's what goes to next after that.
Nice. Hey, so I know a lot of you guys have seen this, and we didn't
Zach's
talk.
Zach's cane sauce for lube is what Bill said.
Oof. Zach's cane sauce for lube. Eesh, that could be spicy. I mean... So this is one that we have not talked about intentionally, and I haven't brought it up intentionally.
No.
Because the disappearance of the Princess of Wales.
So I will tell you that it's weird that you brought that up, because beforehand, when I was with my hairdresser, she brought it up.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, did they say what kind of cancer? And she said no. And she immediately went, during surgery, so maybe it's pancreatic. And I was like, Lord, let's hope not.
Well, no, she had, okay, so there's all sorts of shit.
I want to hear this part. I want to hear the
conspiracy. This is straight out of her.
The
all right,
conspiracy.
So the conspiracy was she went off, and then there was like a...
She disappeared, but is that what you mean by went off?
Well, she left. Like, it was since like December,
okay.
Right? There hasn't been a picture, and then there was all of a sudden a picture. It had like 76 photo edits.
Two nurses got fired or something over
just
sharing,
recently.
Yeah, for sharing
just recently,
or looking at her medical files unauthorized.
Right. And that was just like yesterday, the day before, I think. Like I saw that. And we never shared, like, I'm not going to get into that, but somebody at work was like, hey, do you still do your podcast? And I was like, yeah. She just got back from maternity leave.
Okay.
And somebody else was like, oh, you do a podcast. What do you talk about? And I said, current events and kind of things. She goes, what do you think about Princess Kate? And I was like, oh, you mean all of the fucking craziness that's potentially going on? Like,
like what?
Okay. So I'll go down the rabbit hole.
Okay.
Just quickly.
You're on a rabbit hole. Like, that's your word.
Well, no, yeah, but it is. It's true.
Okay.
A conspiracy hole. There was one that was like Prince William is having an affair and is
oh Lord, the it girl, always starts with that.
But the girl is pregnant and she had a meltdown. And hang on. And
well, have you seen him? He's not that attractive anymore.
But
he looks a lot like his dad now.
Dozens and dozens. And there's okay, other
so that's one.
There's and other then, podcasts that are dedicated to
okay,
this.
Okay, what story. Else was another one? So an affair.
Affair?
With pregnancy.
Is she dead?
Well, that's because she was gone. Morbid.
That whole picture, there was like one picture that was done of her that had been photoshopped like to shit.
Like in the same dress and stuff?
Like it was her and her kids.
Like in the same clothes is what I'm asking.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, but it was like one picture.
Okay.
It had been photoshopped like, and they found all these little.
If they're wearing the same clothes, it's pretty obvious.
What happened was. That the, I think it was like. What is it? What do you call the monarchy or whatever, like the house yeah. or whatever the
monarchy?
They came out and they were like, oh, well, she had, well, there was a thing released that said, I like to do Photoshop and sometimes I get messed up. But was that from her?
Right.
Probably not.
It was on her social media, but who knows who's the handler?
Right.
Right.
Like one of those kind of right. scenarios. There was just all of this craziness. But
you know what? That's what's like the world would
Buckingham,
not.
Buckingham Palace never released a statement. And then late last week, I
there
think
was
it
a
was,
picture of her.
They said a story will be releasing something.
Right.
So it fucking blew up again. And then right. today, this morning, I think it was, Princess Kate came out and it was a really kind of, I watched it. It's a pretty goddamn heartfelt.
Did you cry?
No, but you go.
Did
oh,
you almost
fuck.
Cry?
No.
Did your menopause kick in?
No.
Okay.
But you go, oh fuck. Like, she's battling some shit.
Well, she's young. Isn't she only like in her
she's
30s?
In her, I think she's early 40, something like
hey, Siri?
That.
How old is Kate Middleton?
42. She's 42. I just saw it.
42. She's young.
Like, yeah. So she had what they thought was just like something going on with her bowels, like her intestines or
right.
something. And then she said what happened is that's when they gave her they released it. She was clear. And then they did further tests on it, on
right.
like the like biopsies.
The and whatever
it came
they
back
took out.
Having cancer.
Okay.
So then she's got to go.
So she had a
radiation.
Portion of her stomach removed.
Like, I think
and then
probably
they...
intestines or stomach
okay,
or something.
And then
it wasn't that detailed.
And then they
yeah. It's as tight as it's gonna get. You just need to adjust.
I just
this.
I tightened it.
Yeah. So, nonetheless, it's fucking crazy.
It's sad because she's got babies.
Yeah. So, again, it's one of those things. And I
well,
saw
that's why I
first
think
thing
it's
this
sad
morning,
that there's
I saw,
so many like conspiracy. Like, just leave it alone. This woman is obviously
that's why we
battling.
Didn't talk about it.
Obviously,
on her
their
show.
Family is battling something. Let's provide them the respect and the privacy that
well, you
they
don't
deserve.
Know. Like, cause it,
and it, then just send them positive thoughts and prayers.
This is the opposite of that. It's fun to get into conspiracy
not
theory.
Not somebody's health, is it?
But no, I was going to say exactly that. It's fun to get in conspiracy things and think about like crazy shit like that and be like,
right.
oh, maybe fucking Prince William's banging the fucking neighbor.
Nanny.
But that's what it was because there was this chick and then there was a picture that was like, that's not Kate. And they're like, oh, she's just they're just coming back. And it's like, it really didn't look like Princess Kate.
Maybe she was a devil.
That's.
And
so
not,
then you
and
go like
because she was not
okay.
feeling well, and they were trying to like not
right.
show. I mean,
so
I could
all
see
of
that.
These things. There was like a million.
I don't think
different
that's
things.
A conspiracy because people, a lot of famous people do that, where they have a lookalike. Do
oh yeah,
stuff
they,
so that
they
people
do.
Don't ask.
They
questions.
Absolutely do. Right?
Yeah,
but again, you go like fuck, and then this is absolutely her. And then I saw some shit on like X or whatever, and it's like been on Instagram, stuff like that.
Right.
Like that's AI. I'm like, no, that one's not AI. That is her. And so she's got to go through chemotherapy and she's got to do a bunch of shit.
Well, and she probably has been. Maybe that's why she's been out of the public eye.
She's just starting chemotherapy.
Well, that we know of.
Well, yeah.
But if they did the surgery in December,
still got her hair.
If they did the surgery in December, they knew by January.
She's got them long, beautiful blocks.
She knew by January at the latest. So they probably have been doing treatments and she's been out of the public eye because that's really hard on you.
Princess Kate Middleton is one of the most beautiful women. Like classically beautiful, just like Princess Diana was.
Yes.
Classically beautiful women.
I don't think that you're she's like I don't think she's a smokestack. I think she's very pretty and
put
and
together,
pristine,
yeah. Classically beautiful.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's like, fuck, dude, when I saw that this morning on I saw a KFC bar stool.
I just can't.
Dude, and he's like, you basically is like all of us were assholes on this one, but we weren't. Because we never talked.
No, we waited.
We're not the
assholes. I think it's sad because they're young and they have young children.
So that's what she said.
And I hope that
she said they had to talk to the kids and they have to be careful and do.
There's a lot. There's a lot more than that because it's very scary.
It's not that dad's out there banging the.
Well, because then we were talking after that that the king was diagnosed.
He's got cancer too.
He's only got like 2 years to live. Mm.
His sausage fingers would have probably fallen off anyway. Dude, do you see that? Remember the picture with his sausage finger ring? And he was like, I mean, that thing, like.
Yours is swollen right now. What's up with that?
Beer.
You getting chubby, babes?
Yeah, I'm getting chubby. I think I've lost weight.
All right. Well, okay.
You hear a wild medical story?
That leads
story?
Into the next one perfectly. Yes, please.
Wild medical
Is it
going to
gross
story.
Me out?
No. This one's not really going to gross you out.
Okay.
Although for gentlemen out there, you really
for
need to be careful. Okay. So this is going to be one. Man left in coma and given a 4% chance of survival after pulling out an ingrown hair.
Wait, what? Wait, say that again. Read the man's chance of survival.
Okay, let me just read it.
Okay.
Man left in coma and given a 4% chance of survival after pulling out an ingrown hair.
The ingrown hair put him in coma?
You ready? A man was thought to be brain dead and given just a 4% chance of survival after trying to pull out an ingrown hair. Steven Spinal was diagnosed with sepsis in 2022. And was left fighting for his life. The dad ended up in a medically induced coma and had to undergo open heart surgery. Age 36 at the time, Stephen was pretty sick for a month or so before the doctors unable to figure out what was wrong with him. All they could work out was, however, the bloke was bleeding internally from somewhere. Michelle says, this is his wife, that they ended up being the smallest worry. That ended up being the smallest worry. Steven had tried to remove an ingrown hair from his groin, which became infected. Be cautious of that shit.
Is he not showering? Wow, that was beautiful.
Okay, so dudes get ingrown hairs.
Everybody gets ingrown hairs.
But if it's in your junkage area and you can't quite get it and it becomes an abscess,
no, he probably picked at it too much.
Or he couldn't get the hair out.
That's what you call your wife.
That's what you call your wife.
Hey, babe.
Don't be embarrassed.
I can't get it. Come
like,
help me.
I've had to have her like
when you've
pull
been
butt
together
hair.
Long? No, liar. You're such a fun.
Well, that was just for fun.
No, that's not my idea of fun.
I'm like,
ew.
Come on.
When you've been together forever, you have seen and talked about pretty much everything that happens to your body.
Yeah, 38 years old. Depends on how long you're married. What if they were married for a year?
I mean,
is that a little too, like, go see your doctor?
I mean, well, it depends on how long they were
but
dating
like
before.
Like 17
that.
Years, 18 years, like
I mean,
us.
Okay, yes. If you're too embarrassed you're like, to go to your wife, then go to the mother.
Like,
effing
leg
doctor.
Up. Like, oh, that knee's the bad knee. Never mind. Leg up. Like, hey, honey.
You're all Kimbo.
Yeah.
You're like Lucy when
can
she
you
lays,
look down there.
When she lays on the bed
yeah,
and
I mean, shit.
Folds
yeah.
herself in half.
So the American
like
ended
a
up fighting
molecular
for his life.
Champion.
Follicular
is what I said.
The American ended up fighting for his life due to a blood poisoning from it. Sepsis can be triggered by an infection in any part of the body, which we know about that. It's blood poisoning, right?
Right.
Michelle has provided updates on TikTok and talked about the family. So this gentleman made it through it. He
must have been really bad because my bestie was septic.
Well, he was bad.
Granted, she was in the hospital for like 10 days with 5 or 6 different antibiotics. What do
you
think about
this? So he said the next
day
my sister had to call 911 because I couldn't breathe. It was then found that I had rare bacteria that was ravaging through my body. So again,
what's with all the sores on his face?
That's what happens when you have fucking sepsis. It fucking starts, your body starts attacking itself. So all your white blood cells start going to your fucking things, right? So like you can see his forehead and his nose and all that
shit. He's very nice because I wouldn't have let you take a picture of me.
I just swallowed up.
He must have been chubby, and I bet you he was chubbier because he still has a little bit of a pot belly, but he probably lost a shit ton of weight.
Yeah.
Not the way you want to do it. But,
so in late November, a positive update was issued.
Oh, November? That was like 5 months ago.
Steven, and although he had a long road ahead, he was steadily on his way. So, but all because
why
there was
a long road? Does he like have to retrain his body because he's been out so long, or they're still fighting to get rid of the
Ross?
Yes,
got fucked up.
Yeah, but that was different. That was respiratory.
But it's still he had put place in a medically induced coma.
Maybe the longer you're in it, the more atrophy happens.
Like, we saw him 2 weeks before that happened.
Right.
We were hanging out with him at Craig's wedding.
Yeah.
And he was a big, healthy, stout dude.
Right.
By the time that was done, he had lost 60 pounds.
Holy shit.
Right? And he was super gone.
That's...
For a dude that's 225 to weigh less than me?
That's no way less than you on 60 pounds.
Yeah, no, he was less than
225 would have been 100 and something.
225 minus 60
would have been
160.
No, that would have been 100 pounds. 225
minus 60.
This is 5. This is 12. Make this a 1. 165. Thank you. Hashtag math. That's not good at it.
But nonetheless,
that skinny? See, I didn't see him.
He was. Go back to the original show.
I know.
And everything. And that's what happens. Because your body, and they have a feeding tube in you, and it's like,
But you're also not using your body, so you start to atrophy. And,
right.
Yeah,
okay. Yeah. So it's crazy. This guy's lucky as shit.
From an ingrown hair.
I was thinking about this between
his ball and his thigh.
That's what I was thinking. It's probably like inside. It wasn't on his ball. It was probably
what's really scary.
Where you get sweaty.
Is women, especially if they shave their bikini ears, they get ingrown hairs a lot. Like there's stuff to make that not happen. That's scary for some of those girls.
Wash.
But I was going to say,
it's fucking crazy.
Don't keep picking at it. And B, make sure you're using alcohol, hydrogen peroxide, like clean.
Go see a doctor
shit.
If that shit starts swelling up.
Well, yeah, there had to be signs, right? Like there had to be.
Yeah.
It was either really red.
And he didn't want to talk to it about
painful.
It.
Was, and he didn't want to talk to anybody about it because he's like, this is embarrassing.
37 years old.
Pinch poke, yo me coke.
Okay, that's 10 years younger than me. I'm like, I go see the doctor for like, not everything, but if something comes up.
Are you a basic
bitch
now?
No, I'm like, you're better at this than me.
Well, no. Yeah.
I understand that, right? I'm like, go see somebody. Like, you got a fucking
sore
between your ball and your fucking.
You would show it to me and be like, ew, you need to go to the doctor.
Yeah. Really, like, stab that fucking thing with something.
Push on it.
Dr. Pimple Popper.
Ew!
Between
That's
your,
what I just said, push on it.
Between
no.
your ball and your Ooh. Leg. Ooh.
Ooh. Ooh.
That's probably, it probably hurt. It was probably tender. You don't want to do that.
Oh, no, probably not like a pepper.
Because if it's going to, then I start going like, I've got cancer.
It's not cancer.
No, everything's cancer nowadays because I'm at the age where anything that hurts, like my knee could be cancer.
Okay, Linda.
Right, Linda. Hey, Linda. I can't do it right now. Do it.
Listen, Linda.
There you go. I couldn't get the list.
Listen, Linda.
You guys know what movie that's from?
No, it's Listen, Lisa for the movie.
Listen, Lisa.
But Linda's the little smarty-ass Hispanic kid that was like, listen, Linda.
No, it's...
No, there's two separate
weird
things.
Weird science.
Yes, that, but
listen,
that
Listen, Lisa.
Lisa, not Linda. Linda was the little kid being a smart-ass to his aunt.
Listen,
or
Lisa.
Nanny, or whatever she was to him. Anyways.
Anywho's.
Even if I break... I avoid the doctor at all costs, Jeepin said. Even if I break bones. He's got to be like 12.
As soon as you get to a certain age.
That's why I said he's got to be like 12.
You're going to be like, fuck that. That's why I have health
you're
insurance.
You're like, I can either suffer or get it fixed and feel better sooner.
That's how I am with my knee. My arm's been hurting since we went to Colorado. I'm pretty sure I fucked up something in my
shoulder. When you
fell? Like the one time I fell.
Listen, I've tried to explain to you so many times.
I'm like, God damn it. So it's like that. My knee.
I've tried to explain to you so many times the things that didn't hurt you.
The older you get, fucking, I'm just like, whatever.
Things that didn't hurt you when you were in your 20s and 30s, all of a sudden, you hit like a certain age, 43, 44, and you're like, that never used to take this long to get better. What the hell?
He never used to take this long to go to the kids.
He never used to take this long to pee. What's wrong with his old man prostate? I say that to him all the time. You and your old man prostate, let me pee first.
Like, hang on, I'm just going to put on a video over here on YouTube and watch that for 14 minutes. I'll be done in a minute.
No, that's when you poop.
Well, you do too. You bring your goddamn Kindle, your fucking iPad in there and just sitting there. Do you have like numb legs by the time you're done?
Sometimes.
Isn't that fun?
You're it like, depends on how good the book is.
Okay, so to be...
I'm like, I can't put the book down until I finish 44. This chapter.
He said he's 44.
Okay.
But to be honest, like...
Buddy, it's happening in the next year. Trust me.
Yeah, you're going to get a cavity if you haven't
no,
already.
No, that was in your 30s. Oh, then yeah, you threw out your back.
Then I threw out my back instantly.
And then you got a cavity.
God damn it.
Yeah.
It's fun. Fuck it. I don't care. It's called life.
I mean, I don't know that it's fun, but
you know what? Like, hey.
It sure is living.
I still roll with the giant guys, and they have fun.
And then
they try
you wonder why I
around,
won't do jiu-jitsu.
And I have fucking fun. I don't care.
You come home hurt. I say this at least every other podcast.
No, it didn't hurt until it was like...
You come home hurt.
I woke up at 4
within 2 hours to 24 hours of class, every other class.
I was literally asleep at 4 o'clock and I went, oh my God. And I fucking was like, what the fuck did I do? What's wrong with my like...
2 to 24 hours.
Advil.
Have you taken any more?
No, I need to.
You're stubborn
but I'm
ass.
A bunch of beer.
You're
so
a stubborn ass. I'm always
thing?
Like,
I don't
no,
know.
The doctor said it wasn't true. Remember the whole, you can take a leave, but you can't take
ibuprofen.
A leave is naproxen. What is the stuff that
ibuprofen?
I know, but what is the name brand?
Advil.
Advil. Everybody was like, you can take a leave, but you can't take Advil. And the doctor was like, that's not true. Cause I specifically asked. Because they were going to put me on a prescription strength Advil. And I was like, but I like to drink alcohol. And
I like,
battle
scars. Battle scars are fucking fun, right, Nico? It's fucking part of it.
Okay, so there's a point.
I love having battle scars. Because it tells you fucking you're still alive.
You like 100%. To have battle scars? I have to hear you cry.
Like, but that's part of you being my wife. Just like when you, I have to hear you
I don't
complain
cry about,
it
anymore.
Work.
Oh,
I'm like,
well,
those are
different.
Your battle scars.
That is not battle scars.
I don't complain about my work anymore. I just fucking drink it away.
I don't drink as much as you do.
I'm just kidding. All right. I'm going to do one more story.
Oh, my Lord. Then, I have to pee so bad.
And then we're going to talk. We need to get into a couple of your stories.
Oh, let's hope I'm
so
ready.
Did you know back in the day, this is kind of a historical one. This is a fun one.
What?
This is a fun one.
I know. I just read this and I was like, what?
16th century. I just found this. Like, it's a good one. 16th century vampire buried with a brick in her mouth to stop bloodsucker from eating the dead.
They thought that it was a vampire?
Yeah.
I thought it was witches.
So this is obviously a rendering.
Well, and it wouldn't work anyways because you could use your tongue to stick that sucker out.
You ready? Sink your teeth into this one. This is out on New York Post. Scientists have recreated the face of a 16th century woman with a brick jammed into
her
mouth. Well, I mean, it's a recreation, honey. With a brick jammed into her mouth and an object apparently wedged there to stop her from eating the dead. And as Italians believe, she was a vampire.
Okay, so here's what I find amusing. The whole witch trials and all that shit, it was only women.
This is in Italy.
I know, but it was only women everywhere.
No, there were dudes. There were some dudes. Yeah, absolutely. There were 100%
like
some dudes.
One to every 100?
No, there weren't actually that
And they
many.
Were there really their pimps and not witches?
You're thinking like the Salem witch trials?
They were all women.
Yeah, but Salem witch trials wasn't like hundreds of people. It was like dozens.
I mean, that's ridiculous enough.
I know why
but
not,
most of
I
them,
don't disagree.
Most of them, wherever they were at, they were mostly women because men were afraid of vaginas back then. Because women used him. Women used him to wield their power, and so they were witches. Versus,
so they get a dude just drunk and at the bar.
Sometimes,
and then they would go fuck the chick, and then
she would rob him.
Not necessarily. She would have her a good time. They would pay her, and then the guy would go back to home broke. And then the wife.
So he would point the picture and say, she must have poisoned me, witchcraft me.
Bewitched me.
Listen.
What, there was a whole show called Bewitched.
I know. Well, that was a PG.
It's all a take on all of it.
But here's the thing. So I think it's funny. Sometimes
if
we're not.
Dudes being fucking pussies and not just saying, standing not up manning up. Like, hey,
and
I fucked
and women
this chick.
Use their vaginas to bewitch and. Thank goodness
it
I wasn't born back then.
It was prostitution that started becoming.
It wasn't even prostitution.
No, it was. It because have, prostitution was legal everywhere.
I know, but it could have been a fact where he was there for 3 months and fell in love and then still threw her under the bus because he was a winker. Thank goodness I didn't live back then because I'm pretty sure I would have been as feisty as I am now. I would have been burned at the stake at the, what do you call it? Burned at the what?
Stake.
Stake. Because I don't put up with shite.
Get smacked around enough, you're gonna.
No, I'll smack back.
No.
Yeah.
And then they just cut your hand off.
Then I'll kick you back.
And then cut your foot off.
Well, then I'll kick you with my other foot.
They cut that one off.
I'll find a way.
Then we call you Stumpy.
When there's a will, there's a way. I'm just. Then you're I just honestly like a think. I don't, and then I'm like a Aphrodite. No, what was the chick that had
hermaphrodite?
No, her legs and arms were cut off. It's a Greek thing. It was real.
Yeah. Huh?
Nika will know.
Nika
will know.
Paraplegic?
No, there was a statue that had no arms and legs, and then
Hermaphrodites.
Quit guessing. You're just making yourself.
I don't know.
You're just making yourself look dumb.
I'm not. I literally think there's a Hermaphrodites.
No, you're.
It's okay. Let's go through this.
Hermaphrodites is like
in 2006 archaeological studies found some bodies that were buried centuries ago.
What's a Lizzo foot? Sorry.
Lizzo. Like Lizzo.
What's a Lizzo foot? Like big and
like
fat?
Lizzo's foot.
I've never seen her
it's
foot.
It's kind of like Godzilla.
I see.
But it just cut off at the angle. Have you ever seen those? I don't know what the movie is, but where they oftentimes have the passages that go through like, and they're like cruising down on a boat. And then they'll have like the statues, but the ankle they're cut off.
Like in Lord of the Rings?
Yeah, kind of like one of those things. Like one of those feet over there, it's because of diabetes. That is Lizzo's foot.
Okay.
Yeah, it's like big and swollen and looks, it's got like veins.
I mean, I hope there was a reason for that for him and then it went away.
Nah, it's diabetes.
No, just Jeepin.
What?
His foot.
Oh,
he had a Lizzo foot. He said, yes.
Oh, well. You have diabetes.
The Venus de Milo, thank you, or Aphrodite of Milos, is an ancient Greek marble statue
shit.
That was created. No, but there was
and
a
I
chick.
And I appreciate everything.
There was a chick that, because there was a horror movie where he did this to her and kept her in a box. But there is also a Greek mythology story about somebody doing that to somebody and keeping him in a box.
I don't fucking know. All I know is this bitch got a brick stuffed in her fucking face.
Because they didn't want her to eat the dead.
They didn't
or
want her
blood.
Waking up and fucking. So they buried her sick.
I guess then they didn't know. They just needed to stake her in the heart and she wouldn't have woken up.
I think that's more modern day.
No. Well, maybe. But the story of Dracula, they do that to people.
But Dracula's a modern
day. I mean, granted,
had
Winona Ryder in it and.
Yeah, I don't
Gary,
think. How old is Winona Ryder?
I think she's like my age.
Yeah, I don't
but
think
it was
she's
set
from
back
the
in the
60s.
Day. Remember, and no, it was like in the 1900s.
Yeah,
it had
but I don't think
Keanu
she,
Reeves in it.
No, I understand. Oh, you're talking about the movie? Did you just say
Dracula?
The movie?
It was a movie.
Was in the 1900s?
No, it was set in the 1900s. It wasn't.
That was literally like 30 years ago.
The movie was 30 years ago, set in a back time, bitch.
In the 1900s.
I think so.
Oh my God.
Hold on.
Do you know what the 1900s are?
It was like early 1900s, like 1901. Yeah, I'm not talking like 1999, idiot.
No, the most fucked up part about that is there are people that like kids now, because that is 24 years ago.
1999, yes.
Literally saying,
but no, 1901
is fuck off.
Stop. 900 years ago.
Stop. Don't ever say the 1900s again.
Why?
Because
what should I say, like the early 1900s?
No, there was a girl. I watched something and it was like a check. It was like a, what, have you ever seen those ones? It's called like a stitch incoming. Seemed like something like that. I was like, I'm going to check you.
No, I'm not a bitch like you are.
You were born in the 1900s.
The movie was in 1992, but it was set in the centuries old vampire. So it was set in an old school time. That's what I meant by 1900s. I would have said like 1998 or late 1900s. So suck my big toe.
Fuck off. You just used the words late 1900s.
No, I did 1900s. I didn't say.
It's on video. You literally just said.
Fine, late 1900s because that's the 80s, 90s. Would that not be the late 1900s? Well, 1901 is the early 1900s.
You just made us all feel.
I didn't feel old. You felt old by those words,
older than
but
me.
I cannot control your feelings.
But then it was funny because this girl, and it was like one of those Stroker, stitch so ones where.
Oh, shit, I was way off. 1462?
That's when Dracula was supposed to have started. That's just like the early 1400s. Mid 1400s.
Not mid, it's past.
But this girl goes, hey, in the late 19, this young 20-something year old goes.
She's not young if she's 20.
20, well, fucking.
She's born in the 2000s.
Bitch,
she's young.
Younger than you.
She could be my kid.
She goes, in the late 1900s, they have like blah, blah, blah. And she was showing a VHS.
It would be the late 1900s, though. It's not wrong. It may sound weird or make you feel old, but it's not wrong.
I hate you and I hate that girl. And you doing whatever with your fancy hair.
No, it's driving me nuts. I don't like it anymore.
And your fancy eyebrows and your fancy eyelashes.
I feel like the kid I made fun of.
We're
going
to shut this shit down.
Hold on. I have to. So there was a kid I made fun of in Breckenridge that had really long hair.
All right.
He was probably like 12. And then he put his little skull cap on where it had the big space in the back. And he kept going like that. That's what I feel like. I'm like.
Y'all, share in the comments. Share what 1900s year you were born. If you're down ever so inclined.
Share if we should all give Greg the middle finger because I didn't use bad terminology.
Well, Nico was born in the late 1900s.
He just didn't like it.
Jeepin was born in the 1900s. He's 44.
You were born in the middle 1900s.
No, I wasn't.
Yep,
I was born in the late 1900s. That's the late.
I'm giving you grace.
I was in the fourth quarter of the 1900s. You were born in the middle of 1900s.
I was.
Damn, you're
late
older.
To middle.
You're so old.
Not as old as you, because I understood what
1900s
meant. And you went,
physically and mentally are two different things. What's your feel good for tonight, honey?
That I get to meet your friend.
Yeah. Josh.
Josh.
Jeepin was born in 79.
So he's late 1900s.
I was born in 76.
He's late
1900s. He's late 1900s.
See, it's not wrong. It just seems weird because it was only 25 years ago that we were in 1999. So people our age are starting to freak out when people say late 1900s. Here's the thing. It was late 1900s, motherfucker.
You've been alive for over four decades. How does that make you feel?
I've been alive for over five. I've been almost five and a half.
Damn, she's old as shit.
But I'm healthy and I'm beautiful and I'm fine with it. Emotional damage.
Emotional damage.
Here's the thing. I think you are at where I was at, where like it was hard to admit that you're old, and you're like, don't say that. It makes us old.
I'm
like,
totally
we are
good.
Old. We are old.
It's all good. That's
no,
your feel
to
good
meet your friend.
Meeting,
yeah,
my buddy.
Awesome. We've been together forever, and I've never met him.
Yeah, it's one of my buddies that
every
I grew
time
up
you go
with,
to New Hampshire, you meet up with him when I'm not there.
Yeah, so it'll be good. But my feel good is going to be the same. We're just getting back into shit here in town. We will have, I'm going to have him on the bar, or I'm sorry.
Baldy
and Big Guy. We're going to do a wing review coming up.
Where are you going to get naked wings from?
Fucking.
Do they do naked
wings? Yeah. We'll get some naked wings. We're going to do a naked wing review.
And one order of dressed wings for the girl not doing the review.
But that'll be coming out next Friday. I dropped one this morning because Peter and I have been traveling a lot, so we hadn't had one. But we'll have a new show on Baldy and the Big Guy coming out next Friday. Go check that out. Again, we're just starting that channel out. I think we've got 10 shows out there, 12 shows, something like that. Go check that out if you don't mind. Castro Files, I'll be dropping on Sunday, probably around
your story.
It'll be my story, 6 o'clock.
In the morning or p.m.?
No, evening.
What? Dropping them so late now. You need to pick a time and keep a time.
I think Sundays. Sundays are great, but
you should do it like 4 p.m.
I think.
Do 4 p.m.
Okay, we'll do 4 p.m.
Sunday
at 4 because we don't record a lot of them. But with that, you know what, guys? Thank you so much for hanging out on a Friday night with us.
Thank you for having fun with us and being silly.
We didn't know. I didn't know where this show was going to go, but you know, fuck it.
That's every show. What the hell are you
talking
about?
Doesn't Beth look beautiful? Beth looks amazing.
Aw, baby.
You know what, I love you.
You're having company tonight. You're not going to get lucky.
I love you.
I love you too.
Maybe a little BJ in the back room.
No.
Do we have a back room? Is there a back room? I don't think there's a back room in this house. But you guys, cheers. Go out, like, subscribe, do all the things. We appreciate y'all. We will catch you
bye, on guys. The next have a great one. Weekend. Love you guys.
Wednesday. Cheers. See ya.
Welcome to the Bars Open with...